From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Woo-hoo! Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Hoot and Holler, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
The other night, as I was sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I woke, I was mistaken. Oh, I was peering through the bars.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm guest host Rachel Crow. Red Barn Radio is now on its 17th broadcast season, and this is Red Barn Radio's 651st live concert performance. Tonight we present Hoot and Holler, Brought together by a mutual love of Americana folk music, Amy Alvery, fiddle and guitar, and Mark Kilianski, guitar and banjo, have been entertaining audiences all over the U.S. Based now in Asheville, North Carolina, they specialize in a soulful grid of old-time Appalachian music. Their original songs blend seamlessly alongside their traditional repertoire. Instrumental swapping is common during their performances between guitar, banjo, and fiddle, and the fiddle and guitar. Amy and Mark, hoot and holler. Red Barn Radio host Brad Becker speaking with Amy and Mark. Hoot and holler.
All right. Hey, thanks, Rachel. Welcome. Nice to have you here. We are here with Amy Alvey and Mark Kilianski, and they are currently based in Asheville, North Carolina. It's great to have you guys here and wonderful to hear your music. You guys met at Berklee. Is that right? That's where you met?
Correct.
Well, I grew up basically playing classical violin and just in the public school orchestras. I never had private lessons. Yeah, that was it. I mean, I could read music really well, but I never played anything by ear, and I had never encountered the fiddle camp phenomenon or bluegrass or, you know, early like 60s folk revival music either. My mom listened to Bob Dylan, but that's about as close as I got.
When you went to Berklee, did you go there intending to be part of their American Roots program?
Well, as it turns out, when Mark and I were both at Berklee, there were parts of the American Roots program that were in place, but it wasn't a full-fledged announced program. But they did have the old-time ensemble, they had the bluegrass ensemble, they had a country music ensemble, and they had different labs as well that were also, you're supposed to delve into the style. And, you know, they would get some great visiting artists, like Bella Fleck would come teach for a day, like give workshops or a master class and stuff. But the American Roots program, as we know it today, started the year after I graduated, of course.
I don't need no sugar in my tea. My little loving baby is as sweet as can be. I I don't need no cream in my coffee. I'm sweet on my baby, and she's sweet on me. She said, baby, why do you love me like you do? You're like a gumdrop lollipop, I'm stuck on you. I whispered in her ear, I feel the same about you. Oh, I guess that means we're really in love. I don't need to spend a whole lot of money. My little loving baby is sweeter than honey. And I don't need to drink a bottle of wine. My baby's love intoxicates me all of the time. I said, baby, why do you love me like you do? You're like a gumdrop lollipop, I'm stuck on you. She whispered in my ear, I feel the same about you. Oh, I guess that means we're really in love. She's got a head on her shoulders and a groove in her hips. Oh, whatever did I do to deserve this? Well, I don't need no sugar in my tea. My little loving baby is as sweet as can be. I don't need no cream in my coffee. I'm sweet on my baby and she's sweet on me. Said, baby, why do you love me like you do? You're like a gumdrop lollipop, I'm sweet on you. I whispered in her ear, I feel the same about you. Oh, I guess that means we're really in love. Oh, I guess that means we're really in love.
So I started out playing heavy metal. I picked up the guitar when I was 13, and then kind of, went through a variety of rock styles and blues. I had a really great teacher at my local music shop in Nutley, New Jersey. His name was Steve, and he kind of introduced me to Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin and old blues guitar players like Robert Johnson and, you know, Freddie King and people like that. And I started to get interested in jazz. And I started learning about jazz when I was in high school and got to participate in some good programs up there in North Jersey. The proximity to New York City was good for that. Similar thing, got to Berkeley and wasn't expecting to really find folk music, bluegrass, old time. And I had minimal exposure. I had seen O Brother, Where Art Thou? And I kind of found a local radio station that played bluegrass and Irish music on the weekends. But once I started meeting people, I was like really keen, probably overly anxious to play music with them and freak them out a little bit. But they took me in, and I did the bluegrass ensemble and the old time ensemble, but learning from the other students who were experienced in that kind of music and going to jam sessions and stuff was really how I think both of us started really getting into it.
So at that time, there were a good mass or small mass of students who came there exclusively to do folk and old time?
Yeah, I think people who had played that growing up and then came to Berkeley to keep doing that, but also to learn more about, you know, how to play jazz and music theory and experiment with different styles. I remember there was like one of the guys who was really getting people interested in this music was Andy Reiner, who's a great fiddler, now lives in Colorado. He had a band called Fiddle Fox with a beatboxer and fiddle and guitar and bass. And so, cool, yeah, really cool, wacky stuff like that.
My beating heart is in your hands. My beating heart is in your hands. But you can count on me to
disappear when it's more than having fun. I've got too many reasons to run. I was just a stranger passing through. Poor boy, I was just a stranger passing through. But I made damn sure you knew my name before the night was done. I've got too many reasons to run. I got a car in the shop down in New Orleans. I got family still in Cali. It's been months since I've seen. There's rock across the country that I long to carve my name. Hardly a reason to stay. But I like the way you made your home. You heard me, honey. I like the way you made your home. But what's the use in settling down when there's more pretty boys than one? I've got too many reasons to run. Those chilly winds are blowing through. Those chilly winds are blowing through. But 7 months is far too long to live without the sun. I've got too many reasons to run. I got a car in the shop down in. I got family still in Cali. It's been months since I've seen. There's rock across the country that I long to carve my name. And hardly a reason to stay. Said I do, but they're all just bad excuses, 'cause really I've got none. It's all I've ever really known. I've got too many reasons to run.
You arrived then at Berklee with a pretty good sense of music theory?
No, I didn't. I knew how to read music, and that was about it. I knew how to build a major scale on my instrument, but, you know, everyone, when you're going to Berklee College of Music, you take a jazz harmony course as well as a traditional harmony, which is more of like the classical harmony that Mozart or Beethoven used. And so as I was learning about harmony and about how to build chords and how they function, like, it just blew my mind, and everything started to make sense. It was kind of like rediscovering my instrument in a really cool way, and also to realize that, like, how many popular songs are literally just three chords, you know, it was pretty cool. And then I started getting into songwriting as well, kind of in my last couple years at Berklee. And
did they have a songwriting class there, songwriting instruction or songwriting groups that...
There's a songwriting degree, actually. Huh. That's what Gillian Welsh did. She went to Berklee, you know, and graduated back in the 90s.
And Rawlings too, right? Did both of them go there?
They both went, but I'm not sure if he graduated in songwriting. But yeah, it's a whole department. Neither of us ever took any classes in the songwriting department. We were just...
We're self-taught songwriters.
We're students of the tradition.
Did you learn from songwriters there?
I think we both kind of have a similar approach to songwriting, or at least I did. I mean, I'm very influenced by Gillian Welsh. She was the one that kind of got me to start thinking about writing songs, because I was so moved by how she crafted these things. And, you know, like any art, they say when you're trying to learn how to do something, just try and imitate and copy what they're doing. So I definitely did that. As I was hearing more Americana artists and more old-time artists, one of the songs that we're going to do was really inspired by an old banjo player named Roscoe Holcomb. And you know, just hearing a form and being like, oh, I'm going to take aspects of this form and bring in as my own. Or for example, in one of the last songs we did, in fact, the last song, well, it was called Too Many Reasons to Run, and I say the line, there's more pretty boys than one. And, you know, that's taking the old line from, like, different folk songs of there's more pretty girls than one and turning it on its head. It's like,
yeah.
Well, girls can have that mentality, too. I got a wandering eye and a heart to match and a pair of brown boots too hard to catch because I bought a new bike and it goes real fast, faster than the city's eating all my cash, but I'm gonna live easy and have a good time even if it makes me broke. I got people in places low and high, they're standing in my corner and they're getting me by, and I've got a man who will never be mine, he wants to stay friends and I can't decide, but I'm gonna live easy and have a good time even if my heart gets broke. I'm gonna live easy and have a good time, ain't nothing gonna get me down, I'm gonna leave my troubles and worries behind, paint a new coat on the town. I got whiskey in my pocket and the band is hot, two-stepping at the double crown. Oh, I'm gonna live easy and have a good time, ain't nothing gonna get me down. I got the old-time fever in a really bad way, got me picking and a grinning and wasting my days, and this place has a way of wearing, so they say. The weather's getting warmer, so I think I'll stay, and I'm gonna live easy and have a good time, even if it wears my soul. I'm gonna live easy and have a good time, ain't nothing gonna get me down. I'm gonna leave my troubles and worries behind, paint a new coat on the town. I got whiskey in my pocket and the band is hot, two-stepping at the double crown. Oh, I'm gonna live easy and have a good time, ain't nothing gonna get me down. All right, Rico. Broken scratch, there ain't no telling if I ever come back, but I'm gonna live easy and have a good time, it doesn't matter where I go. I'm gonna live easy and have a good time, ain't nothing gonna get me down. I'm gonna leave my troubles and worries behind, paint a new coat on the town. I got whiskey in my pocket and the band is hot, two-stepping at the double crown. Oh, I'm gonna live easy and have a good time, ain't nothing gonna get me down. I got whiskey in my pocket and the band is hot, two-stepping at the double crown. Oh, I'm gonna live easy and have a good time, ain't nothing gonna get me, nothing gonna get me, nothing gonna get me down.
And Amy, it's fun that you mention Welch and Rawlings. I was thinking about that when I was listening to your tunes today. What was it that happened when those guys came out with that revival album in 1996? It seemed to impact so many people so deeply. What do you think it was that they brought to the table that people were so hungry for? I mean, not to mention Rawlings' guitar playing. I mean, you know,
yeah,
you had that.
Well, yeah, there's definitely multiple elements in that. Yeah, their singing and their playing is really incredible. That helps, but I don't know. Gillian Welch just has this great way of gaining insight, and I don't know how she does it. I think, you know, some people are just good at having, like, being able to empathize with other people and then being able to express it in a very poignant way. Like, she obviously knows her stuff in terms of the traditional music, but yeah, then, like, making that into something new. And then, of course, you know, they were on the Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack, and that was kind of like,
yeah,
that was an unexpected hit. I think they actually made more money on the soundtrack than the movie. Yeah, so that was really good in terms of getting people to know that this music more.
Look at that old buffalo roaming across the range. He got a long, long way to go, but his ambling just the same. He He don't read no calendar, he can't tell no time. He don't know the meaning of a dollar and a dime. Look at that old coyote stalking his weary prey. You know if he does make the kill, then he ain't gonna eat today. His belly is a rumbling, his legs are shaky and weak. It's mighty hard to catch a meal when you ain't had enough to eat. Roll on now, I don't mind rolling slow. Roll on now, he ain't got far to go. Everything he needs in his old gunny sack. He don't mind a lean old time, a drink of the coffee cold. Well, he got peace inside his mind and a comfort in his soul. And look at that old Wall Street boy wearing a suit and tie. He can buy anything he wants, but he's afraid to die. Money is a mean old hound, nipping him at the heels. He's digging himself a deeper grave with every crooked deal. Roll on now, I don't mind rolling slow. Roll on now, he ain't got far to go.
Roll on now.
Noonday sun, it's 13 miles to town. A stranger is a welcome friend, singing a song so rare. In a land of milk and of honey, you know we got enough to share. Roll on now, I don't mind rolling slow. Roll on now, he ain't got far to go. Roll on now, I don't mind rolling slow.
Barn Radio with Hooten Holler, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.